Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And as I've said before, I pray that it really is food for you. It's simple, but that's oftentimes where God speaks. That's oftentimes when God speaks through something very simple, because he wants you to know his word and the life-giving power of that word. So let's take a look at Tuesday of the sixth week of Easter. Grant, almighty and merciful God, that we may in truth receive a share in the resurrection of Christ your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, believe him. He is here. He's here right now with us. He hears us. He loves us. And when we turn and say, Lord, I want to know you more. I want to follow you, really follow you. Help me to learn what that really means. Show me how. Teach me. Brothers and sisters, God so loves you. He will show you the way. Sometimes it comes through other people. Sometimes it comes through something we read, or even me. Sometimes there are all kinds of ways in which God speaks to us, but he does. So take heart and grow in your faith. The first reading today is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verses 22 to 34. The crowd in Philippi joined in the attack on Paul and Silas. Do you see, they suffered too, a lot. The crowd in Philippi joined in the attack on Paul and Silas, and the magistrates had them stripped and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After inflicting many blows on them, they threw them into prison and instructed the jailer to guard them securely. When he received these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and secured their feet to a stake. About midnight, while Paul and Silas noticed they were praying and singing hymns to God as the other prisoners listened, there was suddenly such a severe earthquake that the foundations of the jail shook. All the doors flew open. The chains of all were pulled loose. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, thinking that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted out in a loud voice, "Do no harm to yourself. We are all here." He asked for a light and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. And then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" What must I do? Because it was such an incredible act that they were all shaken. Even people who were not disciples of Jesus, they were all shaken. And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you and your household will be saved." So they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to everyone in his house. He took them in at that hour of night and bathed their wounds. The one who is jailing them is now bathing their wounds. Then he and all his family were baptized at once. He brought them up into his house and provided a meal, and with his household rejoiced at having come to faith in God. Brothers and sisters, how strong is your faith? How strong is my faith? Am I willing to die for him? Think about that. Psalm 138 tells us, "Your right hand saves me, O Lord," because God's right hand can reach down and scoop us up without us knowing it. "I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple and give thanks to your name. Because of your kindness and your truth, you have made great above all things your name and your promise. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me. Your right hand saves me. The Lord will complete what he has done for me. Your kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hands. He has faith to believe, but he says, don't ever stop. Please keep helping us. And God will do that for you. There's a time when Jesus had said to his disciples, I will send to you the Spirit of truth, says the Lord. He will guide you to all the truth. And that's it. Ask the Holy Spirit. If you've been confirmed, you have the Holy Spirit. Do you pay any attention to that? The Holy Spirit dwells in you. If not, go to a priest and tell him what your circumstances are and ask if you can be baptized or that you can receive the sacraments. Brothers and sisters, he so loves us. He wants us to know him. Please go to the priest you know or to any priest you know and ask him what you can do to be. Have faith, please. When you call on the Lord, he answers you and he will complete what he has begun in you. Ask him. Ask him. And if you've never been baptized, you've never been confirmed, please go to a priest. It doesn't matter how old you are. Go to him and tell him what your circumstances are and receive the blessings that God wants to give you. Brothers and sisters, he waits for us. He waits for, he gave us a free will. He waits for us to come to him. He doesn't bombard us. He waits. Come to him. Come to your Lord. No matter how long you have been away from him, come to him. Say, Lord Jesus, help me. Lord Jesus, help me. And God will help you. He really will. And then we look at the Gospel of John today. Chapter 16, verses 5 to 11. Jesus said to his disciples, Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asked me, Where are you going? But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. Brothers and sisters, Jesus in his humanity is telling them that he is leaving them. But the Spirit will come and the Holy Spirit will dwell with us until we see God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But you have the Holy Spirit with you. If you have been baptized, if you've been confirmed, you have the Holy Spirit within you. Talk to him. Third person of the Blessed Trinity, the one who loves you. Brothers and sisters, he wants us to know him. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The truth that conquers our grief. I want to read just a short portion of this from a woman by the name of Elizabeth Lasser, who is now ranked as a servant of God. She's in the first steps of going towards sainthood. She was a French laywoman whose atheist husband, upon reading her spiritual journal after her death, experienced a profound conversion and later became a Dominican priest. My goodness, brothers and sisters, let us look at this woman who will become a saint. She's in the first steps to being acknowledged as a saint. But listen, listen to her. She says, "Once again, Providence helped me in the midst of my grief and frequent bodily pain. I was still able to remain in deep union with God's will. As my sister Juliet would say, I want to reform my life, that is, without any great external change or remarkable behavior, to stabilize myself in greater serenity, true humility, and charity. I want to be truthful more and more. It is sometimes more difficult than it seems. Even if my grief is inconsolable and has totally changed my life, I must not give in to depression and sadness. Since I am not entirely able to lead the life I would like, it is all the more necessary to make my actual life more fruitful for God and for those entrusted to me. After all, workers do not choose their task, and children yield to the loving desires of their parents. The only important thing is to accomplish my calling. The milieu and the means matter little. I simply want to do God your will. I know from experience that God makes up for what is lacking with great generosity. He gives us inwardly what outward circumstances deny. With him and by him I must become more living, strong and peaceful, live the inner life more, and yet give myself generously to those I love and to all whom Providence has put on my path." And then she concludes with, "To speak of my physical suffering and yet take care of myself adequately, to expect nothing from those whom I try to help, except, of course, those whom I know well, to accept silently the disappointments, the misunderstandings, and even the disdain that always comes to those through whom others think they can attack God. To live in the remembrance of grace, in prayer and action and in hope. But I also have to remember what she said, to accept silently the disappointments, the misunderstandings, and even the disdain that always comes to those through whom others think they can attack God. Brothers and sisters, to be completely, reasonably, spiritually Christian, to pray, to act, to work, to love. May God abundantly bless you and open your hearts to his word.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.